Leo, first of all, welcome to Ireland. What's your general impression of the sale so far? We're almost halfway through the second day.
Well, the China Horse Club think that the golf's quality and the organization here, and we are impressed. And for the last few years, I think we have been watching and participating. But this year, we decided, I think it's a good time we come in, and there are some very good lots and to pick. And we decided to invest.
And you had to dig pretty deep for the first one, the Frankel filly yesterday. She was everybody's pick of the sale, really. It must have been exciting to be involved in the bidding for a filly like her.
Yeah, I think you have to pay a premium for a horse like that, and a Frankel filly, and with the perfect, in our sense, the pedigree. And she walks well, she looks perfect, and we like her.
And so far, you've bought 8, and the top in your belt so far was the Invincible Spirit colt earlier on.
I think he's the only colt we picked up from the lot, and we have to dip a bit deeper in order to get him. But I think everybody's happy, and our members and the connections, and we own him 100%, and I think it's going to run here.
And, you know, long term, what's your vision for the China Horse Club?
The club itself, I think, was set up in order to promote the international thoroughbred all over the world. And as we mentioned a year ago, America is our center that we really would like to get more and more involved with our partners in the States, because that's where racing all started and getting very exciting. And therefore, we're going to build up our strength, even though it's a very young club, but we have a few hundred horses now, and winning all over in the countries, and I think it's very exciting for us.
And I remember when you were involved in Australia, you seemed to enjoy the game very much. So apart from the considerable investment that you have to put into the game, you seem to enjoy it.
Yes, I think the early participation and being part owner of Australia really gave us a sense of excitement and passion, and get involved with the big boys. And clinching a Epsom Derby was a highlight, and that actually fired up a lot of imagination, and for all our members are very excited.
And presumably then you're going to be busy in your markets, book one and book two possibly?
Yes, I think all the major sales we have pinned down, and we will participate in one way or the other. Whether we're going to actively participate, and it all depends on the quality and whether we can get our hands in it.
Listen, great to talk to you. Best of luck with the horses and best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you, TDN.
Thank you very much. Thank you.